And now it's time to listen to the least heard podcast on the web, brought to you by the least read website on the web. It's time for the Gurgler Live. Your host, Derek Otterman.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Gurgle Live. This is the second episode. This is your host, Derek Otterman. And this week, we have a very special guest. You might all know him. We do here at the Gurgler. His name's Grady Street.
Good evening. Good morning or afternoon, Derek.
Yeah, well, you can tick all three boxes. Thank you, Grady. How are you?
Yes, very well. Yeah, soaking up all the World Cup action, amongst other things.
I was about to say, are you a bit tired? Are you sort of, you know, need to catch up on some sleep?
Nah, sleep when I'm dead.
Yeah, well, you know, it's you certainly feel like you're burning the candle at both ends at the moment with all that's going on in sport. What have been some of your highlights this week?
Well, I think just in general, I think the World Cup's been fantastic.
Yeah, it has.
Plenty of goals. I mean, there's only 1-0 or draw, and that's between two nations. So who really cares?
Nobody really cares about name.
No, but just in general, you know, every game's been a cracker just about. In Australia were brave and, you know, gave us a lot more show for coin than...
I like that word, brave.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've got a lot more show for coin, you know. I'm not expecting us to get smashed all three games and bugger off, but, you know.
Well, and there's not as many controversies as well, or controversies. You know, we did have that little bit of a headbutt.
Oh, God. Please. You know, some people say it will never catch on as a mainstream sport in Australia for that reason. They're used to people smashing each other for real.
Yeah.
None of this, you know,
love tap.
Lord. And, you know, and that's where Australia fails as well. You know, they don't fall around clutching their leg when the ball hits in the shoulder, or, you know, brandish the, you know, miracle water spray when they've been rolling around on the ground for 30 seconds.
And, of course, Maradona's famous hand of God.
Yeah, you know, we don't cheat. I mean, it's to our disadvantage at the big tournaments. But what can you do? But at least we've taken England down with us. They lost. So and as per usual, they blamed it on Wayne Rooney, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's always good to see. They are good at whining and whinging, that's for sure.
Yeah, and there's been a few upsets, which has sort of thrown the, you know, what you would have expected the groups to be way out of whack. Spain getting flogged.
Portugal getting absolutely pantsed.
Fantastic tip of them winning 2-1. Great.
Well, some might say, you know, Germany are a bit, you know, in want of a better word, undermanned. You know, some of their legends have sort of moved on, but you know,
you can call them efficient.
You can call them what?
Would you call them efficient?
Oh, well, I didn't do any this week, but I did some crabbing. Oh,
get out!
Well, what's that I hear?
To be your boggle.
My boggle? Well, Grady, what seems to be your boggle this week?
Well, I've got two World Cup related boggles, one good and one bad. Now, for the good, my boggle is, why the hell can SBS, in the biggest tournament in sport for 4 years, play their sport ad-free, whereas Channel 9 and Channel 7 with AFL and NRL can't? Why can't they play it ad-free?
Good question. I'd tend to be money,
say,
really.
Well, people say that it's, you know, it's no one watches football. Well, I've got the figures here, and there's only 0.2 of a million, so 200,000 less people in metro areas that watch the World Cup Australia's game versus the second state of origin.
Wow.
Now, let's not forget that the state of origin's at a much more fan-friendly time and ratings-friendly time. That's about 12:45 when they finally kick off on a Wednesday night, whereas the Australian World Cup game was at 8:00 in the morning on Saturday, of which most people were only won a cup when we were 2-0 down. And so I've done the math and the homework, and it's 44% of the viewing people were watching Origin, and against 48% of the viewing public watching the World Cup Australian game.
Wow.
So if they can go ad-free, then why the hell do we need to sneak in every possible advert into the mainstream sports?
Well, I mean, just very quickly, I'd think it would be money. You know, they're called the commercial stations for a good reason, I think.
Yeah, but I think you get kudos for saying, well, yeah, we'll still show a shitload of ads, but you know, sport is priority. Anyway, that's a boggle that I know will never, not even. I'm going to go there with Channel 9 and their rugby league coverage will be a boggle every week. I look forward to it. One other boggle I've got is, why is there injury time? Why don't they just have a clock in most games that they stop?
Very, very good. Very good question. My problem with it is so when there is injury time, when there is an injury, they seem to, one, you know, they're pretty tactical with their guys that go down. You know, there might be some pressure or something like that, and you know, quickly to alleviate that pressure, someone go down, and you know, and then obviously, you know, whether that be injured or not, and you can see the spectator can see which are the genuine injuries and which aren't, is the amount of time taken. And
well, that's my question. At which part of the broken leg that they recover from do they stop the clock? Like when they realise he is injured, or when he's got the water spray on him. I don't know. Just a quick bottle, anyway.
No, you know, and we could talk about that for the whole Gurgle Live, I think. But I know, I think, you know, there'd be a lot of people on that. Now, Grady, to a new segment. We introduced this new show last week, full of segments, and you know, we've had some really positive feedback on them all. And this week we're taking it even one step further with a segment called Crapatheticals.
Yes. I've actually got a theme tune.
Oh, please.
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to trial theme tunes until we actually get a one that we like. But this is this week's.
Yes. No, well, you know, that's going to go on the website as...
Here's the best bit.
Oh dear,
okay.
Man.
All right, well,
that will go on to the website as Crapathetical Tune A, and you know, in coming weeks we'll put the rest of them up there, and hopefully we'll get a positive response from one of them.
Yeah. The beauty is we can only vote once.
Okay. Yeah, so that means we'll get maybe a total of 4 votes then. That'd be good.
Now, crapatheticals is like a hypothetical, except full of crap. Similar to your pointless poser, really.
Yeah.
And so this week, being World Cup and a bit of a theme of World Cup, I thought with all the World Cup panels and the commercial people send over their roving American reporter to stand in front of the stadium and get someone saying, Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi.
You're not talking about Jim Courier there, are you there, Grady?
No, whichever tosspot they send from Channel 7 who, you know, they don't really care. They're just there to, you know, clock up the frequent flyer miles. Okay, one thing, just off topic. I've never known so many Brazilian cities. Before the World Cup, I could have probably only named 4.
Still my favourite is the one where the English played. That's still my favourite because it's, you know, right on the Amazon there, and the story behind building the stadium. That's only been going to be used for 4 days, and, you know, what was the cost of the stadium? Some astronomical amount. Yeah. But they carried in bolt by bolt by the Amazon, and I thought that was a wonderful story.
Yeah. I think the big winners of the World Cup are those geography fans of Brazil who open up their eyes to more cities.
Yeah, and not just Rio. But anyway...
Yeah, we could talk about Brazilian cities forever, but we probably wouldn't because we'd only know 4. Okay, now I've got a team. So this is mine. It could be for any person, any walk of life. You can even reanimate their corpse and they can come back to life. So anytime.
The SBS has got a few of those already, don't they?
Yeah. Oh no, they gave Rally Razic the arse.
Oh.
He looked like he could have fallen off the perch any time.
Yeah.
Now they've got... I heard that someone said the big winner of the World Cup weekend so far was the gel manufacturer for the goalkeeper. What's his name? Milko Kalic.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, so your panel.
Gel man. Yes, my panel. Okay, the main man you need is a charismatic person who may not know exactly everything about football, but is passionate. So I've gone with Stefan, aka Stephen Ackery.
Oh, yeah. Fit in well, yeah. Especially with the hair.
He's your lad. Yeah. So you don't have to worry. He'll do his own hair and makeup. So then you need the straight man, the stats man. So I'm going with Anthony Green from ABC Politics.
Oh, wow.
If someone knows, you know, he'll know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so to even that up, a bit of a stat boring person, we need a bit of female colour, someone who knows this stuff. But, you know, a sports nut female. So I've gone with Mackay B. Diva.
Oh, geez, I'd look forward to getting those stats each week.
You need a bit of colour, a sports. And I thought winning sportswoman, Mackay B. Diva, it's a no-brainer. And so, for your colourful person who knows fuck all about it, oops, I should have, you can beep that. Your Trevor Marmalade type, you know that?
Yeah.
But knowing even less about football, Wilson Tuckey.
Oh, Wilson Tuckey. I was hoping, I had fingers crossed there for Mike Whitney, but Wilson Tuckey. Just as good, if not better.
I think Mike Whitney might know a bit too much about football for my liking. We need someone who knows nothing, but he'll just blurt out.
Wilson Tuckey. Well, he would blurt out, isn't he? He's definitely known for that.
Mm,
yeah. Wow.
I heard someone remark him, what he has. No, I better not. I'd have to try allegedly blankets. So.
Well, we can't do that. We can't afford lawyers just yet. we can't afford to say anything too controversial. But look, what a wonderful segment! What a wonderful way to kick off Crapatheticals. Yes.
So we got our email address. If you're keen to let us know the World Cup panel of your choice, and just email us in, and we might read them out next week, or display them on the website, or if you're one of my family members, why don't you actually read it?
All right, and so now we come to one of the staples of each week, the NRL news. This week brought to you by...
Are you looking for a car on the Iberian Peninsula? Oh, well, we have all the deals for you. Hi. I am former Formula One entrant, Pedro Chavez. Hey, that's not very nice. Anyway, whilst I failed to pre-qualify for any of my 13 GPs, I know cars, and I can guarantee you the value on any Lada, Yunos, Toyota Soras, or any other kind of vehicle you wish. No, seriously, I can. And they're all quality cars. Hey. That's enough. So, come into Pedro Chavez Motors. We qualify in service.
Yes, NRL news, or more. We call it NRL, but basically it's just the PNG Hunters update with various other selections of rugby league. But your weekly update, the PNG Hunters, Derek?
Yes, please.
Third.
Yep. They're third.
They lost last week.
I was about to say, they were the second last week. They lost to who, sorry?
Mackay Cutters.
Mackay Cutters. Okay, so well done to them.
You've been in Queensland for a couple of years, so
no.
They're a spin-off to the Cowboys.
Oh, dear me. I'd hate to see what their emblem is.
Well, it's sort of like cane related.
No doubt.
Yeah, like similar to Nambour Crushers.
Crushers. It's an interesting story out of Nambour during the week, actually. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. Like car stolen?
No, pretty close, though. It had to do with a drive through of a reputable drive through fast food restaurant.
Okay, please tell.
Oh, no, I don't know. I was just the family, and then a bloke got out and abused the family, and blah, blah, blah. It was just typical Nambour, that's all. And then the other thing...
They claim Nambour wasn't built, it was dug, but that's not me. That's a claim, allegedly.
And as well with the Cutters, do they have a mascot? Do they have someone at the ground?
I'm sure they do. What I'd like them to do is... at half time, just bring out a big fire, a big field of cane and
Yep.
And just let all the snakes and stuff go into the crowd. That'll entertain them for the second half in case the rugby league's boring.
I would want to see, much in the same vein as the Frio workman, who is actually a real mascot for the Fremantle Dockers.
Yeah.
Is something similar, but then has a real cane cutter. And then I'd like to see one unfortunate week where the cane cutter gets a bit of wayward and sort of causes some damage. But anyway.
Would you like them to also get a bit mousy on rum?
Wow. So good on the PNG Hunters. And who do they have this week, Grady?
East. I'm glad East. You asked because I actually researched that this week.
Oh, good old East. Well, they're a favourite of all of ours, and maybe if the team aren't, certainly the Lee's club is.
Yeah, well, I love it. The Lee Matthews, the duty man, he gets up me for doing breakdancing, so he can go and get
Oh, dear.
Just briefly, in NRL news, State of Origin's apparently on sometime this week, depending on when you listen to it. And you know what? I'm tired of it. You know, it's like two people who don't particularly like each other, and then there's a person going telling them, this person said this about you, and they go back, back and forth.
What a great analogy.
It's just like playground, and I'm over it. Well, enough, just play the effing game.
Well, I was going to go on further and say, like, there is a little piece of me that almost wants New South Wales to win just to finish this, this
just
BS
enough.
About... Yeah.
You know what?
Over
just
it.
Combine it into 3 weeks so we don't have to listen to this BS for 7 weeks, please.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you know, it's turning me off Origin. Oh, this person said this about you. Yeah, this person said you. And back and forth. Oh, get over it.
Well, the game is tomorrow night, and check your local stations. Sorry for cutting you off, Grady,
but
I couldn't. I'll just get over it myself. Hang on. That's the phone ringing again. Hang on.
Hello? Oh, hi. This is Michael Stanford here.
Hello, Michael. How are you going?
I'm quite well. And how are you on this fine day?
Oh, very well. Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, no worries. I've been meaning to call in for some time now. I'm here to discuss the provocative sport of rugby union.
Rugby union? Wow.
Yes. Like, I mean, I know you guys are quite sports mad, and I figured that, you know, rugby union is the pinnacle of all sports, so
is
why
it?
Not bring it up on your show? Well, would you not agree, or?
Well, we sort of have a bit of a tumultuous relationship with rugby.
I see.
Is there anything in particular that stands out?
Well, I guess Gordon Brayfield, the coach, he's been doing quite a few good things, I think you'll find, and I guess, you know, I was phoning actually to get your thoughts on the treacle badger.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think your wires might be a bit crossed there.
Right.
Because Ewan McKenzie is the coach. And
right.
I think you're talking about the honey badger.
The honey badger?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you can probably forgive how I came to that. I mean, I've been a rugby fanatic for, you know, almost 6 months now. So
okay.
But at the same time, I thank you for your correction. I'm always here to learn. But
right.
Wouldn't you agree that it's one of the most exciting sports going around, all that kicking back and forth and sort of taking marks and kicking it out on the full and all that?
No. No, we do. No, we wouldn't.
Yes, well,
but,
I mean, we'll have to agree to disagree there, but...
I think so.
So Ewan McKenzie, you say, is that
yeah.
the one... Okay, and he used to play, or...?
I believe so. I think, yeah, and he's been a coach. He's coached both Queensland and New South Wales, I think.
I see, so, okay, well... Well, this has been good.
Yeah, thank you very much, Michael. Yes, yes.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to ultimately get, you know, because you guys are the gurus, just a quick summary on, you know, sum up your thoughts on rugby for me so I can, you know, sleep soundly at night.
Okay, I'll sum it up all right. Well, I certainly didn't expect that, and I hope the listeners weren't expecting any rugby news because, like I said on the call, there will be none. And
just start screening these bitches, eh?
And so now it's AFL news, which is brought to you this week by
Are you tired? Stressed? Do you have a splitting headache you just can't get rid of? Or how about just general pain? Well, your answer is closer than you think.
Hi, I'm Dr. Crystal Meth from Doughboy Pharmaceuticals. Please allow us to introduce our latest miracle project.
We introduced the Morton Island Cocktail. We take essence of rum, mixed with aspirin, Chinese five spice, and Landus 3000 to provide you with nature's best defense against all ailments. So, as we say at Doughboy Pharmaceuticals, be who you want to be, do what you want to do, yeah.
All right, welcome back, and it is the AFL news. With, you know, it was just a sort of standard sort of round, really. There was nothing really special happened. You know, sort of the Swans got over Port, which is a pretty close game. But yeah, you know, just a sort of, you know, no real big news. I didn't think.
No. It's all a little dank.
Essendon, I hear you say.
Well, no, the dank.
Oh, wow. Well, excuse me, yes.
Maybe that's a question Essendon should ask. No, you're not going to get rid of the dank, are you?
You know, and look, you know, it was almost a fairy tale. Because their coach, Bomber Thompson, he had an emotional plea just before the weekend about sort of rallying behind the players, because it's all about the players and all that. And if you watch the game on Sunday against Melbourne, they should have had it. They could have had it. They should have had it. But they were very inaccurate with their kicking and left that door open a bit. And when you leave the door open to the opposition, they're gonna walk through it, and that's what Melbourne did. And in the end, they only won by a single point, the Demons, and took the wind right out of Essendon's sails, I think. But Essendon, you know, taking nothing away from the D's, but Essendon surely have only themselves to blame. Really, the game was theirs to lose, and that's exactly what they did. I mean, Melbourne came back from 5 or 6 goals. And look, you know, and it was, you know, in the Sydney and Port game, it was the buddy show. He finally, earned his, you know, exuberant paycheck. But, you know, look, it's getting exciting. I don't want to say that it's not exciting, but yeah, it's certainly not as exciting as the PNG Hunters, you know.
Oh, what is?
Well, and we'll move on to sort of the other sports. Of course, there was no Formula One race this weekend. Was there any actual Formula One news, Grady?
No. There's talk the Caterham team could fold, but that's not happening. Formula
One. Thank God for that.
Yeah, no, because then who will be at the back of the grid then? We got Mark Webber, who has mastered the art of retiring a car in another form of motorsport at Le Mans.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. I mean, he did pretty well, and the car's only new, and it's a little unfair, but still, Webber plus motor vehicle, major sporting event equals retirement.
Oh, once DNF, always a DNF. Oh.
I was hoping he'd win it, you know. Anyway, lucky I couldn't find anywhere to watch that, so I didn't have to spend any of those 24 hours. And I think it'd be remiss if we didn't just update you on the US Open Golf.
Please do.
Yeah.
Where's our man?
Yes. I was going to say won by Martin Keimer, but we don't care.
No.
Failed to make the cut was Rod Pambling and Miguel Angel Jimenez.
Failed to make the cut, hey?
And possibly, for further interest, Jason Day was fifth.
That's as far as
I'll go with the US Open.
We'll look that away. But yeah, we'll chin up, Miguel, and hopefully we'll
British Open is special.
Oh well, you've heard it here first. Get your bets on early. Yeah. And now it is time for this week's pointless poser. who do we have, Grady?
Well, I thought this week we'd go a little bit different, non-sport related, for a change.
Okay.
And we'd go, what's your favourite potato?
Oh, good question.
Mm. Good question. People may not even know there's different types. It's just brushed or unbrushed. And possibly chat.
Well, you know, everyone loves a good chat potato.
You know, so I thought we'd explore that, you know, the unsung hero.
Well, look, so, you know, I'll get in my yeah, favourite first is the Royal Blue.
The Royal Blue.
Yeah.
That's so regal.
Yes, it is. And I'll tell you the way, you know, perfect for roasting, and it does come up rather regal. And I'm just a massive fan.
Would the Queen have one?
I think she'd have them all, I think.
Would it be Queen ready?
Oh, I think so. I think so. With a bit of dew.
Would she have it au gratin?
Oh, Queenie. Well, good on her. Was she this week? 88 this week, was she?
Isn't that all she is?
Yeah.
She's not as good as Phil's quality.
Oh, no, he is quality, exactly right, and he's always good for entertainment without him even knowing it.
Now, I reckon for your classical round, you can't go past the Sebago.
Segato. Oh, yeah. That is a classical rounder when it comes to potatoes.
Mm. Yeah, but also worth noting is the Pontiac and the Coliban.
Wow, there's two I didn't even know, especially one that sounds like a car.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. You could get both of those confused. One for a car, I bought you a Pontiac, and then comes in a big Hessian sack of 5 kilos of Pontiacs.
Oh,
and,
dear me.
Imagine if the US got Coliban wrong.
Oh.
They dropped a few specials on a paddock out past Warwick. Colibans. General, we've got acres full of Coliban.
Dear me.
Also,
what?
I don't forget yam.
A yam?
Yeah.
As in, it's a root in the ground, isn't it? A yam?
Well, we're talking cousins of potatoes now.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, we're on the same page. I know what you're talking about then. Yeah, the classic yam.
Yeah.
You know, the yam always gets pulled out and say, like, your Bush Tucker man. Mm. Your Les, what was his last name? Les, the old Bush Tucker man. Anyway, he used to always pull out the yams. Who else? Malcolm Douglas, he was always good for a yam.
Oh, yeah, he would be. He loved them.
Malcolm Douglas. Yep.
He wasted that.
The world around us, you know. Which actually, it's not a bad segue.
Oh, okay.
Into this week's Crap Fanta.
This one's long overdue.
Well, Grady, you know, I think we might be on the same wavelength here. Of course, you know, the world around us, those old enough will remember, you know, classic nature-type show on Channel 7. And in its latter years, it was hosted by a stalwart of the 7 network. Most Queenslanders would know him, often paired with Kay McGrath, and but you know that hair, and it was pretty similar to Ray Martin's. You know, it was always, you know, manicured,
pristine, I'd say. I think I know what you're talking about.
We should on the count of three, and we'll say it together.
No, I just need it. I just need it. No counting.
Frank Warwick. There it is. There's the round of applause. Wow, there he is. You know,
so,
I think a lot of the younger ones wouldn't even know. Is he still alive? He'd have to be, wouldn't he?
Yeah, they haven't had the montage yet.
There would be one.
Can't remember a montage of him yet, so I'd say he's still alive. Good category, though.
Oh.
Are they dead?
Are they dead?
That's another segment.
Well, a bit like that. I mean, Channel 7 did have that show for a bit, didn't they? Where Are They Now?
And yeah, but it's much better if you say, Are They Dead?
Are They Dead?
Behind a curtain, you start describing them, and then it's either the person sitting there in a lounge or a coffin.
Oh, boom. Oh, Grady Street. Oh, wow. Maybe a new segment is born right here. I believe you do have some feedback we've got during the week.
Yeah, we had some feedback. I want to say some very minimal feedback from our first podcast, but it's actually surprising because I didn't expect any.
No.
And actually, our website had 100 hits in the last 48 hours.
Wow.
And I thank family and friends.
You know who you are. Of course you do.
Yeah. But, okay, well, I've only got three because there were only three.
Right.
And I only made one of them up, and that's the one that says you'll guess the one that I probably made up, but the other two are real.
Right.
So, dear Gurgler, you guys are gay. Fuck you. That's nice.
Oh, you really do get some really lovely, lovely feedback when you put yourself out on the internet, don't you?
They're big and tough, aren't they? Oh. Well, I thought that was nice. At least they cared enough to write.
Exactly right, you know.
Okay, so here's another one. It's actually quite complimentary. Dear Gurgler, love the Chavez gear. Any chance of more chip talk?
Oh, I reckon there would be. I reckon there might be a whole segment in chip, I think.
Yeah. Rewind the podcast. You know there's room.
There's always room for chip.
And the final one, dear Gurgler, got a job, hot dogs.
Oh, there we go. We'll don't call us. We'll call you, I think, hot dogs.
Nice. I'll say it right here now. Fuck you, hot dogs. You're going to get a job.
Yeah.
We're far too professional for you.
You know what? I think I know where the name Hot Dogs came from. It was actually a premonition to what he's doing now, to what he would be doing in the future. selling hot dogs at Wendy's, maybe.
You know what? I think he'd be generous. I don't think he's good enough to sell hot dogs. He'd be down at some, you know, possibly kebab shop.
Is he even kebab worthy?
I tell you what, he'd be even lower than that. He'd be handing out free samples at Central Station.
Not even
getting paid for it. Just getting paid in the free samples he doesn't give away.
Oh, that's gold, Grady. We'll open it up then. If anyone has seen or heard from Hot Dogs, and I don't think we'll get a response, except maybe from Hot Dogs himself. But
lawyer.
We should make it a thing. If you see or hear of Hot Dogs, let us know.
I wonder if he's dead. Maybe he'll come out in the coffin on our new TV show. Are They Dead?
I think that would probably be the most watched episode, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, dear me. So,
maybe if he had a hot dog shaped coffin.
Would it be that the actual wooden coffin be the bun and his head and his feet would be hanging out?
Would you use tomato sauce and mustard or a bit of chili?
Oh, dear me. Well, I think we should start wrapping it up there before we... it's a massive week ahead. We've got, of course, you know, we've got groups G, H, and then back to A overnight in the World Cup. Tomorrow we've got the State of Origin. Where are we at this weekend with the Formula One?
We're in Austria.
Austria? Oh, that's right, Red Bull Ring.
Yeah, we got the Socceroos on at, 2 a.m. Eastern time and midnight. So you actually get a midnight, lucky buggers. It's Thursday morning.
Yep.
There's plenty to happen.
Oh, and like you said, that's Thursday. So, you know, well, you probably will be listening to us and we might be a bit tired by the time next week. But, thanks everyone for listening. And please, join with me in thanking Grady Street this week. Thank you, Grady.
You're welcome.
And everybody stay beautiful.
Messi, lasciare Iniesta, Planeta, per Messi, immenso Messi, ancora Messi, gol, 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 gol.